he was a great gentleman, the lord of many fine towns. Farewell, wonder, she was a poor girl, Lord Thomas, he loved her well. Come, father, come, mother, come, tell me now, I ask you both as one, whether I shall go to Lord Thomas's wedding or stay with you at home. Oh, many there may be your friends, and many may be your foes, but I'd advise you as a great blessing to stay with me at home. Many there may be my friends, and many may be my foes, but very little do I fear them all, to Lord Thomas's wedding I'll go. She dressed herself in merriment, her very maids in green, and every city that she rode through, they took her to be some queen. She rode into the come to Lord Thomas's gate, and she loudly tinkled and called, and none was ready as Lord Thomas was to rise and let her in. He took her by the lily white hand and led her through the hall, until he come to the head of the table and amongst those ladies all. Is that your bride, Lord Thomas? She said. I think she's a wonderful brown. You once could have married as fair a lady as ever the sun shone on. What makes you look so pale, he said. What makes you look so pale? You want as bright and fair a color as any in your day. Are you blind, Lord Thomas, he said, and can't you very well see? Well, I can feel my own heart's blood a-twinkling by my knee. I'm not blind, Lord Thomas, he said, and I can very well see. And I can see your own heart's blood a-twinkling by your knee. He took the brown girl by the hand and led her out into the hall, and with his sword dropped off her head and stove it against the wall. Placing the handle against his breast, the wall his point against his breast, saying, this is death of three long lovers, God send their souls to rest. This is death of three long lovers, God send their souls to rest.